This is NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on local public radio, KALW. I'm David Latulippe with some almanac items for this Friday, May 29th, 2020. The 149th day of the year, 216 days remain, 22 days till summer, and only 158 days until presidential elections, if civilization survives. Sunrise was this morning at 5:50. The sun sets at 8:25, giving us 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight. 35% of the waxing moon will be visible, rising at 12:26. At our Golden Gate, high tide was this morning at 4:36, again this evening at 7:06, low tide this morning at 11:28. It's National Coq au Vin Day and World Biscuit Day, as well as Heat Awareness Day. Might have been aware of that last week. We're back to San Francisco summer temperatures now and clouds. On this date in 1848, Wisconsin became the 30th state to join the United States. And Boris Yeltsin was elected president of the Russian Republic on this date in 1990. If today's your birthday, you share it with the very musical Eric Korngold, the score to his Warner Brothers picture, The Seahawk, in the background here. Also the birthday of composer Isaac Albéniz, Patrick Henry, one of our founding fathers, born this date in 1736, and it's JFK's birthday as well. Stacy Keach, Bob Hope, LaToya Jackson, Annette Bening, among the birthday celebrants. Have some cake on us here at KLW. Ask not what your country can do for me, but give me liberty or give me death. So said who? Almanac Fun Facts at KLW.org.